Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. He's hurt. And I've just had it on good authority from the news. What do they used to call those? Anyway, the news networks, the AP, whatever it was, the Mad Axeman is coming. So beware. Lock your doors and windows. Pull your blinds. Hide under the covers. It won't do you any good, but you'll feel better. Okay, that's enough of that kind of crap. We're done with that. It's all right. I don't know why I did that. It just kind of came over me. It's one of those things that comes in out of the night. It's over. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, here we are on Tuesday. You know, I had a really weird night. I kept waking up. I didn't look at the clock to tell how often, but very often, wondering if it was almost morning or if it was still late at night or what day was it? Did I have a show? I was very confused. I was very, very confused. I finally figured it out after daylight came, put his hand on my arm, woke me up, said, okay, Mom. Oh, well, I guess it's morning then. All right. And from there, it got better. Oh, I have never done that like that. It was just strange, very strange, I'll tell you. I don't ever want to do that again because that leaves you so confused. It's really bad. Hey, girl, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Maybe I should have you call me every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to say, it's Wednesday morning, Jenny. It's okay. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Well, I could have John do that. John's usually awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. Jiminy Christmas. That was the worst feeling.
Yeah,
it
kind of startles you, doesn't it?
Well,
yeah.
No, it's just you kind of wonder, do I have to get up? Do I go back to sleep? Do I take the dog out? Does he need to go out yet? When did I take him out last? Is it night? If I took him out last, he doesn't need to go out yet. But it leaves more questions than answers, and it drives me nuts. I went crackers last night.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I told Tammy about the knife and the dog.
In.
She just looked at him kind of funny. She didn't say too much.
Well, that's all right. She should be relieved. He'll be okay. Don't worry about it. She'll handle it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Oh, I see you found a air conditioner. Is that the one you're going to get?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty nice, you know.
Yeah.
And at least it, you know, looks pretty neat and clean. Where did you find? Where you found what kind?
An Arcto or something like that. It's new technology, and it has a filter in it that you completely wet, or you put ice in it, and then when you turn it on, it blows air. It supposedly cools your room off in 5 minutes.
Wow.
We'll see. I ordered it because it's like, hey, I could use one of those if it really works. But
yeah.
It only cost me $90. So, I mean, you know, with sales tax and stuff, it was like $105. So, and it doesn't need any window venting.
Huh. How much square footage does it cover?
Well, it's supposed to do a full room, you know, 300 or 400 square foot, I think it said, something like that. It's enough for me. It'll do it. I can take it back to the bedroom and do it. I can bring it in the office and use it. I can put it out in the living room, and it'll work with the window conditioner to keep that cooler. You know, I have plans for that little puppy if it works.
Well, good.
If it doesn't work, I know where the dumpsters are. I have a backup plan. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But we're going to see. I mean, you know, even if it only works half as good as they say it does, it'll still be good. I'm not expecting too much, let's put it that way.
Well,
so,
I am. I'm expecting a lot.
Well, yours is a tried and true, a bigger unit. So, yeah, expect a lot because that one will deliver that. It's been on the market for a while, and it's been proven. So, that one works. It'll work. You're good. Hey, is everybody ready for music? We got some really cool music today.
Certainly.
I was getting excited. John was sending me music this morning, and I was sitting there, and the titles come up, and I knew a lot of them, and I was getting really excited because this is going to be a really cool show. This is going to be so much fun. You guys, you are ordered to enjoy this show.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
Okay, you're under orders to enjoy the show. Okay, we're going to start it with, I have, last week when we had the Carl Perkins show, I had two songs left that I didn't have time to play. I'm going to play them now. So, because they're good songs, I don't want to miss them. They're really good. Here, the first one is from 1957, and it's called Your True Love.
What you give to me. Gives me true love. to me.
When I was a kid, we had a Platters album that got played regularly when my stepdad was in his cups, so to speak. And that's where I learned this one. And it was kind of a surprise to know that Carl Perkins did it. So let's hear his version, because it was really kind of cool.
Only you right, only you can change the darkest night. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do. Oh, but I understand the magic that you do. Oh, you're my dream come true, my one and only.
Hit that last note up high like the platters do it. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's pretty, but it's not as pretty as E.
No, it's not as pretty as E, but the platters were the ones that did it originally. And
right.
And it was right up there with them. That was no problem. It's one of those songs that it's not really hard to sing, and everybody does a pretty good job on it. So I think that's pretty cool. When you find something that everybody can do, that's not easy, and that makes a good song. So that's kind of neat.
True.
Okay.
That's true.
Here's one that was left, not Carl Perkins, not, but Johnny Earl and Jive Street. And I like it. This is really awesome. I like this song.
There she stood with golden hair, the starlight gleaming from her eyes. Her perfume gently filled the air. Her red dress joined the evening sky. Then she turned and smiled at me. I'm as helpless as can be. I found the courage for a smile, but I was shaking all the while. I met the queen of the night. We sat and talked for just a while. Even drank a glass of wine. For just a moment she was mine. I met the queen of the night. And then I kissed her hand goodbye. My cherished memory for all time. I met the queen of the night. I found the courage for a smile, but I was shaking all the while. I met the queen of the night. We sat and talked for just a while. Even drank a glass of wine. For just a moment she was mine. I met the queen of the night. And then I kissed her hand goodbye. My cherished memory for all time. I met the queen of the night. My cherished memory for all time. I met the queen of the night.
that's neat. Yes, Elvis would sound perfect doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome. I would love to hear him doing that. I'm not even sure whether he did or not. He may have, and I just haven't heard it yet. So,
that's
hey.
That's true, too.
We'll see. Well. Because it sounds just like him, doesn't it? It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here is one by Elvis that we know Elvis did, and we know that he liked it. John likes it. I like it. So I'm going to play it because John sent it to me last week for a show, and I didn't get a chance. So here is the Take One series of Heart of Rome.
This will be take one. Is that all it is?
I think we're going to do that in a second.
In a little while you're leaving, starting on the journey.
like that. That's nice. But when I think of it,
I'm the king of the jungle, and call me Tiger Man. I'm the king of the jungle, and call me Tiger
Man. See what happens when you assume something is over? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It never is. Yeah, huh? Oh, that was good. That was good. But it's like every time I think of like going to Rome or someplace like that, some of the Paris, you know, I always remember Tahiti. And I would love to go back to Tahiti someday. Tahiti, absolutely beautiful. The people are wonderful. They're welcoming. It's so relaxing. It's a gorgeous place. I would love to do Tahiti again. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. I can always dream.
You sure can.
That would be good. Why not? Hey, I've been there before. All I have to do is remember, you know. And it was gorgeous. I loved it. It was gorgeous. Okay.
Well,
here is one that John sent me today. Okay, so we're done with myths from before, leftovers. We've done that. Now I've got one from Celine Dion. Okay, and this is one I think she did for Father's Day, but we don't care. We like it. We're going to play it anyway with my father.
Back when I was trying, father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. Another walk, another dance with him. I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father to comfort me, yeah, yeah, then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet, never dreamed that he would be gone from me. I'm
But I was busy pitting for babies. They were actually one on each side, standing there going, okay, here I am. What are you doing, Mom? Come on. You got two hands. Let's go. And I finally gave in and gave them each a little marshmallow.
Aww.
Now I have to be strong and not give them any more because that sugar makes them throw up. So we can't go there. But I finally got Apache out from under the desk because the window is right behind my desk and the sun shines through that window onto the floor. And he insists on sleeping. That's not good for him. That's why I had to move him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all I could think of was, if I pet him, he'll move out here. So I get roped in all kinds of ways. It's just as bad as having kids, you know? You get roped in all kinds of ways, but that's okay. I like. And I think I committed to another cat.
Mm.
I think I did. Well, you see,
thank you.
My neighbor across the street, the guy who's studying to be a pastor,
uh-huh.
he went to his granny's this last weekend, and he offered to mow my lawn again. By the way, he's a pretty good friend and neighbor. That's pretty cool. But he went to his granny's this last weekend and came home with a cat. Her cat had kittens, okay? And he came home with the only gray. And she's beautiful. She is so beautiful, such a smooth, conforming color of gray, except for two of her feet are white. And she's
uh-huh.
just so sweet. He said she was the one that would chase and wrestle with all the other cats, with the kittens and her mom and all that stuff, and pounce on them and wrestle. And he named her Peaceful. Yeah, okay.
Huh.
I was thinking Athena. I was thinking Athena, the Greek goddess of war. That would probably fit, you know. But then he brought her over for me to meet her, and she's so calm. And when she's by herself, she's calm and she's quiet. She loves to be petted. She'll purr, and she went to sleep while I was petting her. And Peaceful works. But I said, now you have to bring home one of the other cats, so it'll have a home, and then Peaceful won't work anymore, but that's okay. You can do it.
Yeah.
And so there's four more kittens, and I think I committed to one. I said, if she can't find homes for them, and she wants homes for them, you might as well bring one here. I'm hooked. I petted that
well,
little kitten. And it's like,
South Calico going to accept a kitten.
She grew up with other cats. And when I got her, I had another cat, and all she wanted to do was play with him. I've already told him that if she can't accept him after maybe a week or 2 weeks, that he has to take her. Not Calico, he has to take the new kitten. So we'll see if she's going to be okay. It'll be fine. If she's not going to be okay, then the new kitten has to have a different home. That's just how it is because this is Calico's home.
Mm-hmm.
Apache? No problem. He'll just go hide from her.
Oh, goodness.
No, he would. He's going to have to be on the leash the first few times that he sees her, but he's going to calm down and just want to roll around on the floor and play with her, because that's how he is. Once he figures it out and he decides to not be afraid of her anymore, because he'll be terrified of her. So once he gets past that stage, it'll be okay. And that's if he even remembers to bring the cat. So there's always that hope.
Well, that's true, too.
But I just can't stand to have an animal go without a home that needs a place to live. That bothers me. I sucker in every time. I do. I really do. Anyway, let's get back to music. And you guys know how I love yodeling. Yeah. John remembers how much I love yodeling, too. John sent me a yodeling song. Roger Tibbs, and he is a good yodeler.
Okay.
Where did all the yodelers go?
Where did the yodelers go? Does anyone know where the good old yodelers go? You know, it's been quite a while since I heard that old style on the good old radio. It used to be quite a part of the country music car, and the yodelers would yodel along.
Now, that was a good yodeling song. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was, wow.
Yeah, a lot of work. Wow.
Yeah, and he just seems to do it so effortlessly. It just kind of happened. That was so cool. I enjoyed that. Thank you, John. I enjoyed that so much. That was fantastic. Okay, now, do you guys remember Nat King Cole? From a long time ago. Not his daughter, but the man himself, Nat King Cole, the golden voice, he's just amazing. He's amazing. His daughter's name, I believe, is Natalie. And she can sing just as good as her daddy. It's amazing. They did a couple of those virtual duets. And it's beautiful. This is not a virtual duet. This is Nat King Cole all by his lonesome doing the Memphis Blues.
Folks, I've just been down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime and had the grandest time. I went out dancing with a Tennessee deer. They had a fella there named Handy with a band you should hear. And while the dancers gently swayed, all the band boys played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair, and folks, he sure does pull some bow. And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone's crew, it moans just like a sinner on revival day, on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a morning sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a morning sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps the spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues. It sets me wild to hear that loving Memphis Blues.
Yeah. Yeah, his voice was very smooth. It reminds me of Milton Honey. Mostly honey.
Yeah. Does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and you, it's one of those voices that you can sit and just listen to forever. You know, it doesn't, until you go to sleep, of course, because it doesn't ever change much. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't ever change much. So,
no.
It's nice. It's very nice. I like it. I like it.
He had a lot of friends,
okay, too. Oh, yeah. And his daughter inherited his singing voice.
Oh, yeah, that
for
too.
Sure.
And they did. It's so good. Wonderful.
Oh, man. Yes, yes. Okay, we have a song here that's like a memorial song, but I think it should be played just any time because it makes you think about all of the lives that were needlessly lost in Vietnam because we were never allowed to just go crazy and win the sucker. You know, it was
right.
A police action, not a war. And I just feel that all those lives were lost for nothing because they weren't allowed to win. They weren't allowed to fight it from a standpoint of winning. And that's just a waste. It's total waste. Anyway, here is a song that's a memorial to that. It's called More, it's by the Statlers, and called More Than a Name on a Wall.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. Then she took out pen and paper as to trace her memory. And she looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
She said he really missed the family and being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. And she said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell me he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell me he's more than a name on a wall?
I like that. You know, it's just, well, I came from that era, all right? The Vietnam War was a part of daily life. And I don't have any problem remembering it. My stepbrother was there, and he almost didn't come back. They had him in a body bag and everything, zipping it up. When...
That's
they
hard.
Stapled his tags either to his tongue or to his ear, I forget, but that's what woke him up, and they realized he wasn't dead.
Oh,
so,
you think you're kidding? Oh, I didn't. You never told me that.
Yeah. So he doesn't like to talk about it much, as most Vietnam vets don't. It was such a horrible experience, and he was at Hamburger Hill. But he was on the backside of Hamburger Hill. Yes. If you guys ever get a chance, or if you have seen the movie Platoon, I asked my brother about that movie, and he said that is how it was. They got it pretty close when they did that movie.
Wow.
Right down to the fact that officers, because they were stupid and getting people killed. So if you watch that movie, watch it from the standpoint of being biographical, because I have it on authority of someone who was there who said the things in that movie really happened. That puts a whole different light on it when you watch it. It does. It puts a whole different light on it. And that's all I'm going to say. It's just, you know, the Vietnam vets don't like to talk about it much because it was so traumatic. And some of the things that they saw, some of the things they did were so horrible. They just don't like talking about it much. And the same with my brother. I can't get, you know, it's like prying something out of the cement with a crowbar. It doesn't work. So I don't. I don't approach the subject very often, but I had to know about that movie. And he knew that, and he said, yes, it's true. So if you see that movie, watch it from a different standpoint now. It's not just a Hollywood movie. They use true facts. So it put a whole different light on it since I've seen it, and I watched it after that, and you see it differently. You do see it differently. Okay. Enough of that. Just know that you need to listen to that song sometimes to just remind us, of what that war did. Because there are more than 54,000 names on that wall. There were more than that that died. I went, we had part of the wall in Wickenburg, Arizona. I think it was 2 years before I left, something. And I made it, it was there for a week, and I made it a project of mine. I went down there every day, and I read every single name that was on that section of the wall. And I'll be dadgummed, I found about 10 relatives whose names were there, and I never knew that. So, those are things you need to do because you're never going to know otherwise, and it puts a different light on the whole era. Those of us that lived through it, we call it the Vietnam War. So those of us who were there, who had relatives there, we call it Vietnam War. Police action, my aching butt. You know, give me a break.
Yeah.
So.
Really.
And it went on. That started, I believe, if I remember correctly, in 1953. It wasn't just the late 60s that people. The French were there fighting in 1953, and it went through until, I think the paper to end it was signed in 1973 or 1974, something like that. It was a very, very long time. It lasted a very, very long time. So keep that in mind. It wasn't the easy, simple little thing because if you didn't live through it, you don't know. It's like us knowing about World War One. If we didn't live through it, you don't know. You just don't know. So, kind of wake up and smell the coffee, kids. It wasn't a fun time. It wasn't a short time. It was a long time, and a lot of people died. And if you were there, those memories don't take much to wake them up. Okay, enough of that doom and gloom stuff. Okay, I said my piece, we're done. I am going to play a song now by the Traveling Wilburys. Now, do you guys know who the Traveling Wilburys were?
No.
Okay. They were a group of musicians, and there are the musicians who are mentioned on the credits that didn't sing. They just played, okay? George Harrison was on vocals. Jeff Lynne was on vocals. Bob Dylan was on vocals. And Roy Orbison and Tom Petty were on vocals. So it was quite a grouping. You know, you had some pretty fancy names stuck in there. And they got all together. And I remember one of the videos for one of the songs, they were on a train car singing. Emptied out of seats and everything, just the empty train car. And they were playing their guitars and singing the song. So they, I don't remember why they did this, but they decided that this needed to be done. And so these guys got together and they got some additional musicians and put this album together. There's a whole album, The Traveling Wilburys. Look it up. See what you find because they're pretty dang good. Anyway, here is the Traveling Wilburys.
And this is a song called Not Alone Anymore.
Get sometimes. I mean, you know, it's songs need to have endings. And if they don't do it, I have to. That's my mission in life. Well, not really, but it sounds good. And did you guys hear the different voices in the background? Could you pick out Bob Dylan and George Harrison back there? It's not so easy to pick out Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne, but you can pick out George Harrison and Bob Dylan. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
And of course, okay. Roy Orbison's right up there doing lead, so he's not hard to pick out.
Mm-mm,
he's got a very unique voice. He's pretty easy to pick out no matter what. So, but that's cool. I think that's I like the way that the big names got together and said, we need to do something a little bit different than just being ourselves. And so they made the Traveling Wilburys. I think that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it is. Different, yeah. Very nice.
I wonder if they ever did a concert that way. That would have been neat. That would have been very neat. All right. I'll have to research that or get John to. You know, like he didn't have anything to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, really. Classics 4. Traces of Love.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. Ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago. Traces of love with me
song. I have always loved that song. Oh,
it is.
That's a good song, isn't it? I like that. Traces of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And guess what? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you. It's Peter Parokh's birthday today. What number? Only God knows because he didn't tell.
No.
But happy birthday, Peter. Not everybody gets a personal birthday song. I hope you appreciated that.
That's right.
Like it matters. Like it matters. Anyway, have a good birthday, and you're a year older, so, hey, tough it out. Can't change it. This is what it is. Take my word for it. You can't change it. I've tried. You can't change it. Okay. And now, friends and neighbors and boys and girls, ladies and gents and dogs and cats. Okay, here we go with Gordon Lightfoot. A lot of Gordon's stuff I like, some of it not so much, but that's okay because I think it's like that with almost everybody. Almost everybody. Don't everybody start throwing rotten tomatoes and pots and pans at me, okay? I said almost everybody. Okay, so this one I do like. This is one of the good ones. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale your thoughts would tell.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Nice one. Nice.
Yeah, it's very long time since I've heard that, but it is very nice. Very nice.
Yes, and it's kind of sad. It really is.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, wanting that feeling of love back, and it just ain't happening. That's what would you let it go for in the first place, Turkey?
Well, when it's dead, it's dead. It's over.
No, and that's the sad part, is that sometimes you finally realize that it's just not working and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Nope.
And the more you try and hang on to it, the more you try and fix it, the worse it gets. Because the feeling has to be there, and you can't make it be there. It's something that happens. And if it's not there, you can't just hocus-pocus it up. It doesn't work that way. That's not how it works. So
yeah.
he needs to quit hocus-pocusing. Just accept it, because there's really nothing else you can do, you know? There's nothing else you can do. Okay, now here's something on the other end of the stick. The association saying, please don't doubt my love, because it's never going away. Nobody's ever going to give it but you, okay? right? This is the association with Never My Love.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, too. I love that song. It's great. And I'm sitting here going, okay, the next song, I want y'all to dig back in your memories. Some of you are going to have to go farther than others. But dig back in your memory and think about the first time. Okay, the first time. Remember your first time. And you know what I'm talking about, okay? Could have been babysitting, the couch in their living room. Could have been on the front porch. Could have been in the hay field. Could have been in the backseat of the car. Could have been in the trunk of the car, for all of that matter. Could have been hiding behind the bushes where you're walking down the street. And just spur of the moment. Think about your first time. What made that so? No, I'm not talking kissing, Annie. I'm not talking kissing, honey. But think about your first time. What made that so special that time? And did you ever feel like that again? Did you? I'm not telling you to tell anybody. I'm not telling you to put it on. Think about it. Put it in your brain, because we all need to remember that first time. We do, because that can happen again. It can happen again, and it should happen again. when you fall in love again, it should happen again. Think about it. Think about it. Here is Bobby Goldsboro. We'll blame it on Carl. It works. It's Carl Perkins' fault. This is Bobby Goldsboro, Summer, the First Time.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on her front porch swing and wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the sky, and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stay when I looked at her too. She looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. Then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Since I looked in her eyes, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time and feel the touch of her finger. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a dim.
See, he remembers. He remembers. I remember. I know we
yep.
all remember. That is something you cannot forget.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Okay. We can go past that now. I'm going to have to play that song again, though. You know I am.
Okay. Don't forget it.
So, anyway, okay. Robert Gordon.
Call from Blackwell G.
Rock Billy Boogie. We're going to have some boogie. We're going to have some boogie. Rock Billy Boogie. You ready? Here we go.
Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. Rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Well, I know a little spot at the edge of town where you can really pick them up and set them down. It's a little place called a hideaway. They do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Shoes getting ready to bop. They're gonna rock a billy, a wellness song. You really ain't here till you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rock a billy bill. It's a rock, a rock, a rock a billy boogie. A rock, rock, rock a billy boogie. A rock, rock, rock a billy boogie tonight. Well, everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. When taps old Susie, he would tell the house. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Rockabilly boogie, a rock, rock, 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 rockabilly boogie tonight.
Now, remember, that's tonight. Rockabilly boogie tonight. Okay. Tomorrow night you'll be too late. It's tonight. Okay. Rockabilly boogie. You know, you listen to that guy, and about halfway through the song, you wish he'd quit saying the word boogie, because you're going, boogie? It's like, he sounds like a chicken. It sounds like a poor chicken out getting chased by the rooster. Boogie? Well, that was my reaction anyway. You know, I like the song. This last syllable of boogie needs to be changed. Oh, my goodness sakes. Anyway. Pat Benatar. Do you guys remember the name Pat Benatar?
I don't, Jen.
From the 80s, the early 80s, Pat Benatar. She could belt him out. She could sing. And we've got one, not something that she really can sink her teeth into, but it's a good song. It's Pat Benatar doing a song called We Belong.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. I've invested too much time to give.
Good job. She does.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Like it matters what I think, you know. But anyway, I remember my ex and I had a record store during that time, the early 80s. And I remember being in the record store and hearing Pat Benatar come on. MTV had just started, and it was a really big thing back then, okay? And we heard Pat Benatar quite often. And Joan Jett, heard her a lot. Wow, Tom Petty, that's reaching back in there. Good grief. I grew up in the 60s, but, you know, when you have MTV on for 12 to 14 hours a day, you kind of remember the songs that they play, you know. So, and back then it was strictly music. They didn't do any of this news and fall the wall, run around stuff. It was strictly music, and you got to know those songs. You really did, because it was a repeat. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. We always had a lot of kids in the store, so they enjoyed it too, I guess. Anyway, Elvis. Time for Elvis. Yeah, this is what we're going to do. Yes. Baby, what you want me to do?
Thank you. appreciate it.
Now give me that piece of paper, man. Let me see what I'm supposed to do next here.
No fair looking script.
Says here, Elvis, we're talking about first record.
We're late.
A little late, all right? And how things started happening after that.
Tell me, Elvis, what did happen after
Vince
that?
Wait a minute. Elvis was talking about shooting from the waist down and not being able to touch hands with body, or body with hands. You just got the show off the air, boy, I'll tell you. Talk about Christmas song.
Christmas.
Okay.
That's Southern.
Anyway. Yeah, that's Southern for Christmas. Christmas. I'd like to talk a little bit about music. Very little. There's been a big change in the music field in the last 10 or 12 years. You like it, huh?
Well, I hadn't learned it yet.
That's the reason I retired 8 years ago.
And I think everything's improved. The sounds have improved, and the musicians have improved. The engineers have certainly improved. I like a lot of the new groups, you know, the Beatles and the Beards and the... whoever, but I really like a lot of the new music. But a lot of it is basically, our music is basically, rock and roll music is basically gospel or rhythm and blues. And it sprang from that. And it's people have been adding to it, adding instruments to it, experimenting with it. But it all boils down to just... I don't know what I'm talking about, really. You know, I'm just mumbling, man. Somebody talks, I'm talking.
There you go. They wanted him to talk, so he was talking. Good idea.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah. Now, up until I played the Elvis songs, they were all songs that John sent me this morning, and we will get back to, I still have a few of the songs that John sent me this morning. And we'll get back to that after this. This is, because it just affects her so much, it's so much fun to do it to her. Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. Baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul. Turning earth a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer. Turning earth a burning fire.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you just want time. Okay, steamroller, do it. But they might cart you off when you do that. They could, you know. Roll all over. Yeah, right, okay.
Well, I
take me to the shower, please. Huh?
I noticed Susan came on.
Oh, yes. I love the way that song affects her. I think that is funnier than, well, we won't say what's funnier than, but, yeah, it's funny. There you go, Susan. That was for you, sweetheart. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. Okay. Now, here, we're getting back into what John has given us now for this morning. We've had our Elvis break. Whoa, yeah, we need to slow down and cool down a little bit after all that. So here is Racy. I have no idea. It's a picture of a car on the album, but it's called Racy. And the song is called Some Girls. Some do, some don't. You know, it's an either-or thing.
Turn away from you. I see those looks you're sending me. Is this the way it's meant to be? It's something we should talk about. Just give me time to work it out. Some girls will. I'll fall heavily. I've seen those looks you're sending me. This is the way it's meant to be. There's nothing left to talk about. Oh, how I wish you'd work it out.
Some girls will.
Either girl. I'm not the or girl. I'm the either girl. And I'll just leave it right there. I'm not going to say nothing more about it. There you go. Okay, I've got a song here that Elvis did record. And it was released in the Niagara Falls area. But it got lost. It just probably went over the falls in a barrel, you know, and kind of that was it. But Paul Ansel did it, and it didn't get lost. I don't understand that, but, hey, you know, there are other things involved, most likely. So here is Paul Ansel doing a song called Uncle Penn. There you go. Short and sweet. But Elvis did do that, but they lost it. So that's how she goes. Mm. Now here is another one. Elvis did do this song. We're going to do Slim Whitman's version. That's the one John sent us. And a little bit of background on that is that he sold 1,000 copies and nobody can find any of them.
Wow.
Why? Yeah. There's 1,000 copies of this record out there someplace. Nobody can find them. And it's kind of like, okay, what the heck? What the heck? Anyway, this is, and it was, this song was done before That's All Right, Mama, A Fool Such as I.
Don't be angry with me, should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love and now you say we're through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Now and then there's a blue, such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say we're through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
You know, that guy's voice still amazes me every time I see it, because he's this tall, burly man, and you swear he's going to have a baritone voice, and then this tenor comes out, and it's like, okay.
Right.
What happened to him? Yeah. Right. Whoa. All right. I guess things do happen strangely. So that's okay. That's okay. We can deal with that. Anyway, hey guys, we're down to 6 minutes already. We had some great music today, though. I had a fantastic time playing this music. Thank you, John, so much for sending such great music today. It was marvelous. I picked out a few songs to do, but I wanted to get yours first because yours were better. That's how it goes sometimes. And I thought yours were better, so I wanted to play them, and I did. And I do have, I did play some of mine, not very many, but some. It was okay. But I wanted to say thank you to everybody who joined me and stuck with me through the whole show. Oh, boy. I need something. Rum. I need rum. Okay. We'll do that. I like rum in my tea, please. Yes. Okay. But, hey, guys, thank you for being – thank you, Sue, for calling in and being with me through the whole thing. I hope you had fun, honey. I really do.
Oh, I did.
And
thank
you
very much.
Good. Love on that puppy and hook up that air conditioner when it gets there. You got it. Yes.
It won't be here until next week.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a puddle in the middle of the floor by then.
No, the air is still running right now, but, you know, it could go out at any time. And I'm trying to get it here as soon as possible. We'll see. I may end up having to go get another one until I can get the other one.
Ah, okay.
But I was going to get two anyway. I just want to try out the first one first.
Yes, yes. It'll be okay. It'll work good. You're going to be all right. It's just living until then.
Yeah. Well, it's fine in here right now.
You can always
big deal. It's going to have another.
You can always open the freezer and stick your head in it. That,
yeah,
that might help.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, everybody out in internet land that joined me today and stuck with us and listened to all the music. I hope you had a great time. I hope you enjoyed it and had some good music to make you smile through the rest of the week. And that's what it's supposed to do. That's what music is for, is to make you happy, make you smile, to heal. That's what music does. So, in the meantime, I want to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay happy, and we'll see you on Thursday. You betcha. Bye for now, folks. Take care.
Let me tell you one thing.